from the Kumia Studio, where the truth is still true. It's happening. It's a show that gives you a reason to live. We'll be taking your calls at... Wait, the number disappeared.
Visual. 1-877-962-6846. We'll be taking calls about everything, and if you've committed a crime, please let us know about it.
Who is that?
Did you hear that too? I thought that was, I don't know, just in my head.
It's a DJ from another era, which, you know what? DJs have not changed, have they? They are the same.
They haven't, and there's so many of them.
You know, we used to have the Night Stalker or something like that, and then there was a killer called that, and I think he still kept the name.
It's a real hit.
Sorry, I ripped the number here, but it's 877, as you said, 962-6846. Give us a call, and we'll talk. Now, boy, everybody's really giving Trump a lot of shit for nothing. I'll see what the big deal is. French diss. Who wants to hang out with a bunch of frogs anyway? And this was, you know, who cares, taking heat for skipping us. Jesus, like, you know what? Clearly the president is pro-military beyond the bail. Council's man's, oh, see, there's going to be a probe now. Of the guy we showed you last week who was attacking. It's an attack of the RFK group, RFK Human Rights. These are the rich fuckers who are bailing out $5 million worth of criminals, so long as they're 16, 17, or they don't have a penis. You don't want a criminal with a penis running around. Not a grown man with a penis. They will not bail out a grown man with a penis.
And that's what's wrong with the world today.
Yeah. Too many jailed. No, I mean, I mean, look, I'm not.
Keep the dicks in jail.
All in all, not a bad idea to at least leave them, I guess. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, women can do a lot of damage, too. You know, and 16 and 17 year olds, man, when they are into a life of crime, sometimes they are. It's not going to be some wimpy kid that you're afraid of, you know.
And actually, 16 and 17 year old girls are the highest rate of shoplifters. So those are real criminals right there. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm not surprised. What do they steal? Nail polish and condoms?
Shirts and yeah, all that kind of shit.
Pill.
They'll take like $200 shirts and wear them out of the store, you know.
Those whores. I don't really feel too... I'm not crying too many tears for somebody selling a $200 shirt. But you know what I hate is that Dwayne Reed, you know, like these people will... I'm in there in the middle of the night, you know, a lot. Go in there and bullshit with the people working at Dwayne Reed because they're up. And people will walk out of the store with stuff. They don't even chase them. So if you want to steal, it's just like you can. You know, they don't want to get involved. They don't want any lawsuits. They don't want to get hurt. They don't know anything about you. And there's a lot of different ways they do it, too. Sometimes, like, you walk in acting crazy on the phone. You're like, no, I told you. No, nigga, no. You know, and you just you keep walking around talking and just kind of picking stuff up, and nobody wants to fuck with you. It's
if
like
it
a,
works.
They figure it gives you a window. Oh, no. There, now we're talking. So, happy birthday to Washington State. That's right. It is actually the birthday of Washington. Actually, you know what else it is? My wedding anniversary was yesterday.
Oh.
And, 3 years, you know what we did?
Nothing.
No, it's like we're an old married couple at 3 years in, but that's okay. I'm down with it. I like it. I like being married, but, I didn't even realize it. It was too late. We didn't plan a big, thing. What do you do in 3 years anyway? What's there to celebrate? I mean, you know, we didn't fuck it up yet. Somehow we made it last. Nobody wants to know. 3 years, what's the secret?
Man, I wouldn't know. I haven't been in a relationship longer than like a couple weeks.
No way, really?
Actually, this girlfriend I'm with now is over a year, but before that, yeah, like about 3 weeks max. I don't know how she's fucking staying with me.
Man, you're the king. I wish I should have. I done got married 2 other times.
Ooh, so you're a pro at this point.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what? You learn not to take it so serious. That's just like
that's key to a good marriage.
It really is. Don't make a big deal out of it, you know. And maybe it'll last, you know. And look, I always figure too. There's a couple of different ways to look at it. First of all, I'm in my 40s, so if it doesn't work out, what's not working out? Nothing has worked out. There's no plan B at this point, you know? I've gone through plan F, and here we are. Like, what if comedy doesn't work out? It already didn't work out. And, yeah, that's why I'm in Times Square on a Tuesday night at 12:55 a.m. Yeah, well, you know, I'm not complaining. I like it, you know? I mean, better that it doesn't work out because, you know, here's the thing. Being an unknown performer is better in some ways than being known.
People expect less than from you, maybe?
Oh, the expectations are so low.
So low. That's how we like it.
Especially on the shows I do. You know? Except I did do a great one, Bagels and Baklava, which was amazing. What an amazing show. It was very, very good. And that's, of course, Greg the Greek Kritikos, who is on the show a little bit later. And I believe he's in the room. I think he's at the desk. He's here now. Why bullshit? Yeah, there he is, Greg. Hey, Greg, what's happening, man?
What's up there, Patty
Hey, thanks
boy.
For having me on that great show at Broadway Comedy Club the
other
night.
The other night, man. You were amazing. Everybody loved you, man.
I hope you didn't take any offense to my little diss there when I came on stage. It wasn't really a diss. It was just ball busting, I guess. Because you were on for a bit.
Oh.
You didn't hear it. Oh, great. Okay, now I just fucking... Oops.
I heard it.
No,
there,
so. Again?
Oh, no, all I said... now I have to say it.
Mike Rockwood says he heard it.
So. Yeah, I heard it. So.
Yeah, all I said was... that's Greg the Greek, great comic, and of course, he's the official comedian of throat cancer.
Oh!
It helps if you've heard him talk for 10 minutes in a row. And if you've had a few drinks, apparently. Woof.
Woof.
Room.
No, it was a good...
Fucking crowd. It's hard to get a it's hard to get a laugh on the words throat cancer.
That's a tough one.
Sorry there. But you haven't actually had any struggles with cancer.
Oh, I've had neck surgery, just recently, 3 disherniated discs, and that's why I'm wired like the fucking Borg right now, because the stimulator is helping the bone growth.
Oh, that's
my age, 54 years old. It was a little, but I naturally don't. My voice is not as gravelly as it is now. I mean, Mike could attest to that. We do work together.
Yeah.
But
it's not as gravelly as it is right now?
Oh, it's not usually, but right now it's still in the early. I only had it going on a month ago.
Well, this is a surgical thing.
Yeah, surgical, and still on steroids for the inflammation. They had me on fucking Dilaudid, which has morphine on it. It was extremely painful, but thank God it's behind me.
No, still, you're here. This is
so. Wait, this is, but that was cosmetic, right? Yeah, strictly cosmetic surgery. Right?
Yeah, cosmetic surgery.
Right. Yeah, just to make you look good.
Belong to no matter what club, Pat. No matter what, you'll still be married and happy. That's great. You said that.
Hey, thank you very much. The no matter what club. I like.
No matter what, I will stick around.
Yeah,
he is.
That's the whole idea about marriage, isn't it? I mean, why put on the ring if you're not gonna like fucking go like, hey, man, this is the only thing keeping me with you right now.
No matter what, I'll keep the ring on.
Such a hassle to get out of, and you know what? Fuck you, but like, I'm not leaving. She started with, you know, I moved into her place. Don't ever do that if you get married, you know. Don't just like, you should just get a, you know, unless she's got one. Yeah, get a place, because, you know, she's like always like, every time we fight, she's like, get the fuck out of my apartment. I'm like, no, you don't understand. No, I live here. I'm not going anywhere. Call the fucking cops. Call them.
No matter what.
Let's escalate this shit. You know what I mean? Like, please. Please. Give me a reason. I'll be gone. Yeah, I love her, but damn. Call the cops. Once the cops start coming, you got to get out of it.
That's always a bad sign.
The police are showing up. You are legally in peril. And you need to get the fuck out of it. By the way, Michelle Obama's new book. Oh, boy, what a fucking piece of shit this has got to be, huh? She talks about she has a dick that is on the last page.
She's wearing those baggy pants.
Yeah, look at that. That's to hold the balls that she's got, the gigantic balls and dick that she has.
That's exactly right.
You have to wear loose pants.
She's hanging.
Yep, I'd like to just measure it. Just measure it. Like, no way, that's a clit.
It's
not a big clit.
Suspect.
I don't care what you told Barry. what a fucking dude.
Wow.
Gog at Rabbi. Wow, it's a disco shul suit. Uh-oh. It's the disco shul. Oh.
Now, the rabbi, even I would wear that.
Disco shul. The rabbi of a historic Chelsea synagogue wished his own congregants would go to hell as he turned their sanctuary into a discotheque. And that's in quotes. Nobody says discotheque. He tried to free. By the way, that's where I went to college. Discotheque.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I got a 2-year degree in being a piece of shit. And tried to freeze out elderly members, it says. Wow. They're trying to freeze out the elderly members. Some kind of cryogenic shit or something. Good luck. Preserving those old Jews. Trump is French toast. Oh, boy. That's another. I think he's freedom toast.
Freedom toast.
Freedom toast, please.
Freedom.
Please. It was a freedom diss. not a French diss. Stars burned. Celebrities' homes in California.
Could not care.
Look at that. Gerard Butler looking confused. Like, hey, wait a second. I'm a star.
This doesn't happen to
us. How did the fucking fire come to my home? Oh, no. He's burned.
Miley Cyrus, too.
Yeah. I feel terrible.
I know. I hated it when it happened to Miley Cyrus 1. Oh. Racist stab on subway. Black woman was sucker punched and stabbed. What police are probing is a racist subway attack in Brooklyn. Just because a black woman was sucker punched and stabbed, it's got to be racism. The victim identified as Anne Marie Washington, 57, was getting off a Q train at the Church Avenue Station in Flatbush. Every time I hear Flatbush, I think of my old girlfriend, Julie Farmer. And the first time I saw her, after she had tights on, pantyhose, you know, we used to call them, took it off, and boy, was that bush flat. It was so hot. black bitch, the suspect allegedly yelled before setting upon Washington. Well, that's strong evidence, I guess, for Ms. Washington. The suspect was still on the loose as of Sunday evening. So look out there, black women who watch Compound Media. This stands as a warning to you. Get the word out. Speaking of Washington, her name's Washington. I believe it is Washington's birthday. Not George Washington. It's Veterans Day. We don't celebrate Washington's birthday anymore. So you see, it's the 42nd state, November 11th, my anniversary. In 1889, it's like, what is that, 121 years old or something like that? Is that right?
Like that, yeah.
That sounds about right.
21.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, whatever. I did the math, but so 7.5 million people sharing 71,362 square miles. And let's see if we know your Washington facts. What's the official motto? Don't blame us. We're Washington State. Pretty good motto. The official nickname. It's the never been there state.
Mm-hmm.
And the official saying is, by and by. Odd.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah, these are not great slogans, are they? Let's see. Yeah, don't blame us. I like the never been there state. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's like, it's the never been there state. It's the you could go, but why state? What about the official fruit? Anybody know the official fruit?
Washington State.
Washington State. Anybody? Anybody?
Anybody know
if
the
you
official
said apple? No, do you always think Washington apples?
I was thinking it.
You're wrong.
No.
And I couldn't find the thing that crosses it out. But so I went with the skull. That was the thing. Makes it look apples are fatal, right?
Death apple.
You chose wrong. Now you die. The official fruit of Washington State is actually this guy. Slave to noodles and beef himself.
Oh, dear.
We cut the photo off there because we need to give you a trigger warning before the photo slides. The man's enormous genitalia.
Oh, that's some fruit.
What is...
And I didn't get a printout of the story, so I don't know anything about this one, Peter. What's up? What's up? Is the printer broke?
Save it.
Working on it now.
Okay, great.
No.
Well, we'll just have to sit here and stare at this guy's big left nut.
Man did so many brave things. His balls were huge.
Yeah, he said that man would do. He's got a lot of balls.
I think that's
some
artificially
big balls.
Enhanced.
Oh, how could it be? What do you mean?
I think
artificially enhanced.
I think he did something. Something's not right there.
I think that entire picture is artificially enhanced.
Maybe it's
that his whole body. That guy. Yeah, he looks like the Norse. God right. Of being queer.
Okay. Gayer.
I mean, imagine if you had that much semen welled up in your balls.
Mm-hmm.
What wouldn't you fuck?
Women.
Yeah, in this case. Boy, some guy's going to get a real colon full. Their large intestine.
Like good rogering.
Is about to be, or small intestine. Which is the one closest to your butthole?
Bowl.
He would be going to the next one. Large, yes, the small. Large. He's going straight to the small.
It's about to become the larger intestine.
The largest intestine.
The jumbo size. Now with extra space. penis. I don't think it extends to the dick. I think it's just that man right there is a kink enthusiast who died last month after silicone injections in his genitals led to fatal bleeding. God knows we're all tempted to do this, you know, just shoot some silicone into our ballsack. But
now I know better.
Yeah, now this guy. Let
something today.
I'm glad I.
Let this guy be a cautionary tale
to all of us.
At what age do you just give up on shit like this? I don't know. That's Jack Chapman, 28-year-old Aussie living in Seattle, died from silicone embolism syndrome. The infamous says. It's not Sizz, it's Sez. Let's look at some of the video here.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, let's hear them talk.
Well, dance around him.
It's his funeral?
He was so
loved. This is hilarious.
No, it's just a little bio.
He was my son.
Oh, dear.
8 years ago, 20-year-old Jack Chapman fell in love with an American man called Dylan Haffertepe.
Oh, no.
I know that I love you very much.
It's about to happen.
And I miss you every single day.
By all accounts, he was happy at first, but Linda and Jack's friends say he changed, both mentally and physically.
Look at my beautiful boy.
You put on weight.
That's
what the gay does too.
That's what you do. You weigh yourself, and then you the silicone, then you weigh yourself again.
Yeah. Look what
you
turned
into. The most accurate way to measure your ball weight.
Part of a common gay subculture characterized by bigger builds and body hair. But Dylan's extreme fetish was something very different. Dylan had introduced
balls.
Jack to dangerous body manipulation and master servant role play.
I just wish he'd never met him.
Linda says her world fell apart.
You're not the only one.
She discovered just how badly things with Dylan had soured and that her son was stuck in a toxic, abusive relationship.
Give me a little pause
the
here, Drew.
Contact had been cut off.
Just a real quick, I want to point out that his master's name, the slave, Jack Chapman, has a master named Noodles and Beef.
That's great.
Let's roll the film.
Okay.
For some time before he died.
Last month, Jack was admitted to hospital with breathing difficulties.
Oh, no.
He died a week later.
I've already sloshed all my tears out.
He'd been dead a full day before Dylan even informed.
He's very old.
He waits till the day after to tell me he's dead. I didn't even know he was sick.
From his private messages to an old
friend. I didn't know he was sick.
Melbourne,
I could tell by the photo. I guess they haven't seen each other lately. He was trying to get away from his master, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Please look after yourself.
But Jack's public posts suggest he was still under Dylan's control.
I am shit. I'm a shit person. I do horrible and inexcusable things. This is a post that he made. I'm dishonest, deceitful. I don't deserve love.
But he was
my
not
balls
in his
look
right
ridiculous.
Frame of mind.
let me pump some silicone into my balls. Over there.
He's one of several slaves,
no
by the way.
He
noodles
lost
and beef. Yeah, there's a.
There's
a guy named Butter and a guy named
a disturbed
Rolls.
Boy.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Cold drink.
Imagine you've loved your boy all your life and you've seen this sort of stuff.
It's gay.
Thinking that he's worthless and he's worth nothing. It was everything.
I mean,
as
you
Linda
know.
As Linda delved deeper, she found an extraordinary
seems like a nice guy.
Setting out the full
what did he
terms
do for
of Jack's
work?
Relationship with Dylan.
Yeah, you can't
he
make a living being
master.
A slave.
Jack
usually they put you up for that. I think
you had to obey him.
Oh, he signed a contract with the guy.
Oh, the devil's a devil's bargain with the paymaster.
Jack was
so when people
required
say,
to legally adopt Dylan's surname, sign over his salary, wear a chain around his neck, and cut off all contact with anyone outside the circle.
Reasonable, reasonable.
It was like some sort
we've
of
all been there.
Clan, I mean, family.
Who among us has not been a slave?
Devotion to him,
to a gay man.
They had to change their bodies.
It was devotion. It was some sort of clan, family.
Was it Noodles and Beef that did the injecting of the silicone?
Oh no, I'm sure it wasn't.
Prior to his death,
Jack he's above that.
My ex-husband died and left his money to his boys. Everything had worked
all right, that's enough. That's enough of this. You got all this inheritance and shit or something like that. What do you think about this, Cormac? You think this is a serious problem? Or do you think this is is something we should be keeping an eye on?
Beef cult. There's a beef cult out there.
I'm gonna say no.
Noodles.
Yeah. You don't think this is going to catch on too big? I mean,
no,
you think he's...
I really don't.
How many pups can one guy have, really?
If I were a betting man.
Yeah.
No.
I'd say this is a very small percentage, isn't it, Cormac, of the people who...
I'm going to disagree.
Oh, really?
And say that I think that this is a lot more prevalent in the gay community than people realize.
A lot more slavery than we know.
I think that this happens a lot more than the media will ever tell us, because they're covering up for these kinds of things.
Are they really?
They are, yes. I firmly believe that this is what the gay lifestyle leads to.
Well, you're an expert on this, Greek. I mean, we're all a little bit Greek, right?
No, be careful, because you could easily be my pup by the end of the night.
Oh!
Well, okay. Have the two of us.
Wolf crossed.
Oh, boy. That's the alpha dog barking, right?
Yeah.
As they say. Who's with you tonight, Greg? By the way.
Very happy to have my graphics designer here, my partner in the Witless Protection Program cartoon, Mike Rockwitz.
How about that? Yes. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you're a cartoonist as well, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
That's fantastic.
Professional illustrator. Yeah.
And did you, you work on like actual comic books that we might?
I worked on comic books, yeah. I started working on them in 1985.
Oh, my God.
I was a high school intern, and I worked there for Marvel Comics till about the year 2000. So.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Storied career.
About
yes.
the passing then of Stan Lee.
Yes. Yes, my first boss, Mr. Stan Lee.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. No
I worked
kidding.
With him on a Silver Surfer graphic novel and when I was about 18 years of age. So.
Oh, that must have been a real kick.
Cool. Yeah, when you're a fan of the medium and then all of a sudden you're working with Stan Lee, it's kind of like, wow, you're starstruck.
It's like taking piano lessons and working with Beethoven, right? Or Ray Manzarek.
But no, yeah, Stan was a big yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't say, I mean, Stan Lee, who would be the, you know.
He was a jabroni. So
yeah, there's really no, dude, Beethoven was
a
jabroni?
Yeah, he was a jabroni. No, he was no Stan Lee.
Oh, he was a deaf fucking German fucking faggot.
Stan Lee,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Don't ever insult the Stan Lee.
Insult, right. Yeah. Who would you compare him to, like say, Michael Jordan of basketball, Stan Lee of comics.
He was
comics.
Not the Michael Jordan. He was unto his own class. He created an entire universe of characters.
Mm-hmm. More like
he started
LeBron.
In the 1930s. He worked on the first Captain America in 1941, and his legacy goes on for decades. So all these movies are spun out from all of his creations.
Yeah.
With
he's like
artists.
The Donald True. Trump of cartoon of comics.
Don't ever insult us. The Stan Lee.
Like Tolkien, like more like a
yeah,
Tolkien.
He just had an incredible imagination.
If he was a book in the Bible, which one would he be?
Oh, come on.
Ecclesiastes.
Obviously.
Right here.
Deuteronomy.
Thanks for being here, Mike. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. That's it.
Silver Surfer is a fucking crazy comic. He's from a different planet and like another dimension or something like that.
Well, he was the herald to, not the pup, but the herald to Galactus. So Galactus was the world eater. Right. So he was going to devour this planet, and he sacrificed himself. Please, don't take my planet. So then Galactus said, you will be my herald, and he encoded him in this silvery substance. And the surfer's deal was he'd go out and soar the spaceways and find planets for Galactus to eat.
You could probably talk about this all night.
Well, I could, but I won't.
You know, the Silver Surfer cannot have big balls. Like, you cannot surf with those kind of nuts. You know what I mean? It throws off your balance. It's,
right. No.
I mean, like, you have to sit. How do you sit? Do you ever sit?
There was like...
What kind of toilet does this guy have where his balls are not dangling in the shitty water beneath? He never uses it.
Special arrangement.
Silver Surfer's head looks like a giant ball.
You even feel it if someone licks your balls at that point. You're like, what part of my body are you doing? Who do we have here? The Herald of Galacticus?
That's Galactus, the big guy with the horns in that silver.
Right. I believe it's Galacticus.
No, you're wrong.
Pretty sure it's Galacticus.
Stop it. Don't ever insult Stan Lee and his
lips. Galacticus.
Galacticus.
At that.
Galacticus.
That's back when comics were not. See, they've been taken over recently. It's a lot of politically correct shit now in the comics.
SJWs.
Every hero has to be like queer and
transgender.
And I'm putting that, they refer to themselves as queer. You know what I mean? I'm not saying.
Pejorative.
I don't mean it as a pejorative. I should. Back in the
it
old
is.
Day.
And
look, I've got nothing against gays. I mean, Cormac's here. Clearly.
All right, Cormac.
We do stories, deriding silicone based queers.
Mm-hmm.
And slavery, though, is not something anybody deserves, I don't think. We're all free people. We may talk about this story for the rest of our lives throughout the rest of the show. Not the Jack I sent over there, she goes. Oh, see, what do you do? What's the BDSM practice, I wonder, here? Like, how do you fucking inflict damage on somebody with some balls? Like, you just, like, one flick.
You just, that's enough.
And you can't avoid it. How do you avoid the pain of life?
Well, I mean, I feel like the death was the BDSM angle. I mean, he died from it. So mission accomplished.
Well, he changed his will 3 weeks before his death to leave everything.
Clearly.
All his earnings, all his big ball earnings.
See, why didn't they use saline instead of silicone? He would have survived if it was just saline, and it would have had the same effect.
Basically, silicone, you're like injecting. So
like he's done research.
It's like, yeah.
Caulk.
It's like caulk. Right, it's basically caulk.
Caulk in the nuts.
Right.
You sound interesting. It's going to go well. I couldn't. If you told me you'll have the most pleasurable experience of your life, you stick this needle in your balls, I'd go pass.
No,
it's not. Pass. What's the reward? Oh, they're huge and uncomfortable and look ridiculous. But you're fucking noodles and beef. You
know. I don't think he thought it through that far.
I think he thought it through really far. They signed a whole contract about it.
No, and see, that's kind of like, I think that's to Cormac's point. How can you think about a contract like that and then sign it? You have to just be like,
God, he wasn't required to wear a G-string.
Sort of state of mind.
Right? No, this is a guy who does not really look at all angles. What's up, Greg?
Thank God he wasn't required as a pup to wear a G-string.
Oh,
it probably kind of fucked up.
Probably was.
You know, the OP string.
Huh? He had a few G-strings in those photos that were
really
flashing.
Good.
Yeah, totally.
Specially made.
There was one where he was clearly not wearing underwear, but they cut it off right before you saw the indents in the leg.
You know, my balls already are too big for my dick. You know what I mean? Like yeah, that much ball, it's going to be... Do you have a dick? That man is all testicles.
It's like those guys that have elephantitis. Have you seen
very similar
elephantitis?
The elephant man,
with the giant balls on the subway. Or there was one guy that used to.
Oh right, yeah. See, they have fucked up feet usually.
No, balls. There was a guy with massive balls. He was either riding a bus or a subway. You should look for the video.
You know, he wasn't a silicone-based sex slave.
It was a documentary I was watching, and it was actually about whatever disease this guy had, and he had to carry his balls on a little trolley, and he would take public transportation. His balls would sit next to him on the. If we can't find the video,
I pay good money to ride on the trolley. I don't want to see those balls.
Wow.
That guy should get.
It's a problem.
There should be a problem. Special car. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. No, it's actually a problem.
When you have to look at it.
But
you mean the disease, right?
Disease
you can't,
is a problem,
right?
He could have just found noodles and beef, and everybody could have lived happily ever after.
For him, it's a problem.
Probably lucky he didn't find noodles.
Mm. Okay.
I wonder if he would, now you say this guy had elephantitis or whatever, the balls, did he wear like a sackcloth around his dick, you know, like the elephant man?
Oh, he...
Like he's just around his balls?
He had to wear like sweatpants with a hole,
sack.
He put a sack over him.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see the balls, but everybody knew what they were.
That's an outer sack.
Oh, wait, there's one guy with, it's not the same guy I was thinking of, but that's one of the
guys. I figured he'll do with
what?
That 200-pound sack.
It's like he's shitting a potato.
That's it, that's his balls.
This is him actually jerking off. This is how he does it.
I don't want you to bump your scrotum. I also don't want to touch your balls.
There it is.
Take a seat. No need.
Kind of convenient.
I got
walking around with a physical hippity hop on your
ass. Yeah, exactly.
It's actually good for your back.
Is this what this is what he does for a living.
That's how he... what is he?
I imagine his posture is flawless.
Shit. What the fuck? Oh my!
It's like a lady, breastfeeding. You know, I mean, like they can't help it, but Jesus Christ, do it someplace else.
The first plane of hell.
That was a third world guy.
At that point, there's not even really?
No, that was a third.
Really?
There was a guy that was in Atlanta.
Where was that anyway?
Yeah, that was looked like Pittsburgh.
Was that in some fucked up country or something?
Jesus.
Where was that?
Clearly a shithole.
I guarantee you.
That was South Bronx.
There he is. This is the guy I'm talking about. That's this is him.
You saw this guy.
Yeah. With the giant balls. The black guy.
Hey everyone, it's
there he is. And he had a little
I see him.
That's not a little sick.
140 pounds, it says these balls are.
To remove swollen tissue around his scrotum so that it could be totally rebuilt. The story documented by Britain's Channel 4.
Warren embarks on a desperate journey.
It's like
Dante
Nero.
Another story that says something about our healthcare system.
For a life-saving operation.
The Post reports the 49-year-old complained of crippling pain and said he couldn't have sex. The Sun...
It's
says
the
Warren's
least of
it. Elephantitis
sex
got
nobody
so bad,
would.
He had to start wearing a hoodie as
whoa,
pants.
Whoa, hold on. Stop. Pause one moment. So the operation left him with a 1-inch penis. They're like, oh, yeah. So what do you want us to do? You want us to cut some of this dick off?
Start wearing a hoodie.
You go in for ball surgery.
200-pound balls. I got his dick.
Still a bit. I am just miserable with these huge balls. Let me take a little of that dick off.
One inch penis.
I said the testicles.
Now, that's insult to injury.
Look down. It's not the
one
same.
Inch penis.
Not only do I got huge balls, but I got a tiny dick to go with it.
Yeah, and getting tinier. 1 inch. And that guy was a black guy, so he had at least 15 inches before.
They took a lot off.
They took 15 16ths of his dick off.
Yeah, just take a little off the top.
Everything out of him.
Okay. First thing we got to do is cut your dick off. Well, that guy, what did that guy do in a previous life? His karma's all fucked up. You were born to carry a nutsack. I got 200 pounds worth of balls.
I have a question. Like, I mean, when you get this disease, whatever the fuck it is, I mean, it doesn't just overnight grow that big. So why? So what? Like, what are they doing about it? When
you might nip it in the bud, right?
Right.
Yeah,
early
like
on,
pumpkin growing. You know,
I don't get it. I don't think
when it gets to be baseball size, that might be. Right. When
yeah,
you
like this is uncomfortable.
Intervene.
Right. What are you waiting for? You wait. Like from a baseball, you get to a bowling ball, and from there, you get to like a fucking
a sack of.
I don't get it, man.
Potatoes.
I don't know.
It's odd, right? It's like those people who get to be 1,500 pounds. Right. You're like, you know, you might have picked up some Slim Fast or something. Have you ever tried paleo? Shit. You know, I mean, like, you ever tried maybe get on your feet once in a while? You know, I mean, like, good God. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's a good point. Yeah, like your balls are growing. I knew a guy who had, he was a teenager and he had a testicular answer, and it grew and got really big, and it got like, you know, baseball size between baseball and softball, and he's like, okay, and he went and got it cut out, and he lived for a while, but then he became a drunk and burned himself up in a fire.
Oh, so it had a happy ending.
Ironically, or coincidentally, or appropriately, whatever your word is, his name was Josh Crisp.
What?
These are just the facts. They're just the facts.
That's the punchline.
It was served up to me. You make of it what you want.
Wow.
Okay, well, goodbye, RIP, and happy birthday, Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Living up there in
Washington. And my wife.
Oh, your wife's birthday, November 11th?
Congratulations.
November 11th, yeah, Veterans Day.
Happy birthday.
Isn't that bizarre?
She was born on Veterans Day. What a patriotic house frau you have. That's just wonderful. You know, what's funny, it's my wedding anniversary and your wife's birthday. And
In Washington State. It all comes together in the end.
I should have a threesome with your wife in Washington State.
I think so.
I mean, and my wife, a foursome. Come on in here, Corvac. Bring the silicone, Greg. It's going to be a party. And then we'll have Mike illustrate it for us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
A new comic, the worst sexual encounter that ever happened.
Yes. Great.
As they all are when I'm there. Let's see. What do we have? A principal who allegedly stole $900 from a mentally disabled student.
Oh.
Hey, you can't resist sometimes when it's just so easy. A crime of convenience. Maybe it was a crime of passion. Maybe he really wanted that $900. Maybe he needed a testicle surgery. But you know what? What's a mentally disabled student doing running around with $900 in his pocket?
Yeah.
I'm a little resentful.
Yeah, so am I.
I'd like $900. What's with this guy? Why does he get $900? What did he do? Some kind of government thing? Oh, look at how stupid the guy is. What a retard. Of course you want to steal from that guy. Jesus. Oh, that's the principal.
That's the principal.
Oh, I see.
He's wearing the orange.
He's a salt and pepper fucker, yeah. That's right.
Well, he got the orange for the federal prison over there.
Well, how about some facts in this case? I know zero of them, Drew. Why don't you give me some details here? Look at the way. I like the picture to the right there.
To the right.
Damn. Sweet ass. Me so Homer.
So this is a guy in Florida. Florida man strikes again. Stole $900 from a mentally disabled person who brought his parents' cash to school, authorities say.
Oh.
Edward John Abernathy, 50, of Land O'Lakes, was arrested Thursday after deputies from the Pasco County Sheriff said that he stole the cash from a 9-year-old mentally disabled student.
Nine?
He got $100 for every year. Hold on 1 second, Drew. You know what? Yeah, it's good that he's from there, because any Florida city that has the word lake in it, total shithole.
Any Florida city that... That's all you need.
Land O'Lakes.
Hey, Florida's a great place. I love Florida. I'm going to retire there someday. Yeah, whenever I'm rich enough to avoid to avoid property taxes, you know what I mean? It's not really a problem for me at this point.
No.
I don't own any fucking property. And if I did, you know, I'd move.
And there's no state income tax either down there, is there?
It says here that the kid actually brought $2,100 of his parents' money.
Whoa.
And he only stole $900.
And he had it, and then he only returned $1,200 to the kid. So I don't know why he was holding it, but...
Let me hold it for you. There will be a cut.
Oh, after he realized that the student brought it to school. So I guess for, like, safekeeping, quote, unquote.
Okay. So, yeah, he brings it to school. And the student's like, wait a second, I'm retarded. I better find somebody to hold my money. He seems nice.
We didn't realize the kid probably could count better than he could, right? he's got the special counting gene, whatever that is.
Yeah, right.
He's got the Rain Man thing.
When you say mentally disabled, you mean mentally enhanced. Yeah. Like,
savant.
Yes.
He's a savant.
I think you might be just a retard. And yes, I'm saying it.
Retard.
Yes, we can all say it.
It's a word.
Let's all say it together.
It's good.
Retard.
Retard. Retard. It's good to say it.
Retard. Retard.
Retard.
Retard.
Retard. Retard.
Fucking retard.
Retarda.
Retard.
Well, that was fun. A gamer is accused of an Xbox rage-filled shooting spree. How about that? Well, I hope he didn't shoot any retards. Can we have any details on this one here, Drew Magner?
First and foremost, why don't we take a look at what this dude looks like? There he is.
Oh. How's his balls?
Look at him. He looks like a beef and noodle slave.
Yeah. He's a pup.
Noodles and beef.
There's
beef
a theme
and noodles.
Running through this show tonight.
Yeah. Oh, can we run just a little to the right there just so I can see both butt cheeks on this tennis playing whore? Oh, boy.
Oh, there
look
we
at
are.
That. Wonder, what is that story about?
Host always
sex
has girl
five, five pounds turns five Sex pounds Island turns. Into a raunchy tourism empire for the rich. Wait,
have you heard about Sex Island? I heard about it. It's like $6,000. You get two girls to yourself, and it's just constant sex all weekend.
What? I'll do that. I have $6,000.
Suffolk or Nassau?
I think it's somewhere in the Caribbean.
Maybe that tard was saving up. Maybe that's, oh, my God.
Seems like a bargain.
The Wig just walked in. That's his mob nickname, Ryan the Wig.
I heard somebody saying retard over and over again.
And we summoned him. He was summoned.
Like
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yes. And now he's probably going to be
it's
here.
It's like the Pat
this.
Signal.
Yeah. Got it. You guys got it. Yes, for it.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Look at that. Still got his coat on. Walked directly in. Didn't bother. Didn't pass go. Didn't pass the desk. Didn't pass the coat rack. How about this? Now you play some video games, don't you, Ryan DeWig?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now what do you play? Little things on your phone?
Yeah, things on my phone, PUBG Mobile.
Okay.
Same with Tom. We've yet
That's
to play
right.
a game, but
yeah,
we're
Yeah, we
friends.
Haven't done a game yet, but we both play the same game, mm-hmm. PUBG Mobile.
Something tells me you play less than him.
I do play less than him.
Yep.
But now you can get back to it, yeah. Now that unfortunately
we were not successful.
The election is over.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a fucking shitload.
It's a lot.
District 11.
District 11.
Fuck you. Fuck you, District 11.
That's right.
We got a lot of viewers out
Get
there.
Get what you deserve.
I mean, they all voted the right way. We know you voted the right way. We appreciate that. And, you know, hey, look, Linda Paladino.
Vicky,
whatever her name is.
He's only been here 50 times.
I know. I always do that.
You've done it a couple of times.
I've even texted you, Linda. I don't know why that is, but Vicky, we can't wait to have her on the show again, talk to her again. She is a joy. And this was her first election ever. She got 25% of the vote against an experienced and well-funded campaign.
It was a money thing at the end of the day. Lou had about $1 million, and we had about 30 grand.
I did everything I could, Tom.
Yeah, I know you did. I know. Pat, nobody blames you.
No, I feel personally responsible. I'm going to give you now.
$1 million?
No. What? How much short were you again?
Yes. No.
A million isn't going to cut it.
You need to go steal from some school-age retards or something. Or maybe
you get on that.
Maybe get yourself a sex slave and make him will you his money, because I'm not no idiot. But I do feel responsible, and I will give you $30,000.
Okay, good.
So do you ever get into a video game rage, Ryan DeWig?
Yeah. Yeah. They're small rages, though. They're like, I'll like tap my screen really hard.
Oh, wow. Rage against the machine.
Yeah. Or I'll die and my people won't come help me and pick me up. So I just exit the app. I'm just like, fuck this.
You just quit playing, huh?
Yeah. And then you don't get points for like the
you don't
kills.
Get
nope.
You don't get your, you don't
I'm
get
just
your
like,
BP.
Fuck this place. And then I just reload it and play again.
That's you're not going to get all involved in.
I was a quitter.
I'm not shooting folks in real life because
that's probably best, you know. So yeah, good for you. Although you are a gun owner, is that right? Are you talking about that?
I have a gun.
Yeah,
and it doesn't make me want to use it.
If anybody comes around, you'll blow their head off, right? Out of self-defense.
I have a lot of daydreams about defending my home, but at the end of the day, I played it through. And it's not like when you shoot them, they just disappear. They'll still be like a person bleeding in my home and screaming if they're not dead.
That's when you shoot them again.
And if they are dead, then there's a dead person in my house. Right. I don't want any of that mess.
Lose-lose.
So don't come to my house or I'll have to make it uncomfortable for everybody.
Well, I mean, of course, you would only use the gun in matters of severe and true self-defense.
I looked up the laws and all that.
Yeah, so you want to obey those laws.
I talked to lawyers and everything.
Make it appear that you did. Because I was down south. We just say, like, drag them inside. You know what I mean?
So I've heard that from somebody.
Then I knew one guy in the neighborhood. He killed a guy, actually, in another state. Dragged him the way back. Put him inside his house. What was this guy doing?
He beat a couple of charges. Yeah. You know, another one's dragging a body through state lines.
Unfortunately, that is a crime. That's usually what they risk. Yeah. Moving a dead body is illegal.
Dead human trafficking.
They don't care. They're already dead.
Unauthorized. Yeah, what difference does it make?
Cross state lines.
Would it be dead here? Be dead here. I'll drink it.
Is that your Larry-ism impression?
Huh? The feds get involved.
Right, across state lines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. Anytime you cross...
I think it's only if you fuck the corpse.
Ah.
If it's underage.
Wow.
It's underage. So wait, would having sex with an underage corpse be worse than an adult one?
Yes.
Would pedophilia laws come into play...
At that point, you're basically fucking an inanimate object.
Right, I know. That's what I'm saying. But in the eyes of the law, would they try to get you for pedophilia if the corpse is underage?
I think it's like a double negative.
I think we got to call Ant on this one.
Are you asking for you or a friend?
You get a trophy for that.
Well, Jesus. If only we had an attorney here.
If only.
Usually when people say that, there actually is one there. There's not one here. We don't have one. If only we knew someone, but we don't. So if you're an attorney and you know the answer to that question, is fucking an underage corpse still, you know, jailbait?
Is it pedophilia?
What if you didn't kill it?
Right.
Yeah. Then you're not even in trouble. You just came along and found it.
Right. I'm just saying you're not involved with the death. Like if you're a mortician or something.
Right. You're not. Well, let's make it just a guy.
Okay. You're just a guy.
Because a mortician is sort of entrusted in a certain way.
You're just a guy, and you come upon dead child, and you decide to have sex with it.
No. Obviously, they get you for mutilating a corpse or disrespecting.
Right. Sure. There's that.
But is it any different with a baby
as opposed to
and a grown person or a perfectly legal 17-year-old girl as opposed to a 16-year-old? What if she's 16 and a half?
That's what I'm saying. What if you check their
ID?
It depends on the state.
Before she died, she told me she was 22.
If you check,
she was 16 going on. Well, 16. I mean,
she's not going on anything now.
Had to practically take to
isn't that kind of
sewing her body bag shut?
Because you check the ID and now you're going through the pockets and then you don't rape. So here's the fork in the road. Check the pockets, you don't rape, but now you're, you know, basically like a robber guy.
You're not raping if she's dead. It's not rape.
No, yeah, you're right.
But
you're
then, well, is it or is it though?
Because necrophilia.
Much like a sleeping person, they can't consent. Or not consent.
Mm. But they don't have.
It's a gray area.
It is a legal gray area.
A woman in her sleep is a gray area. She's not aware of you, you know, at that point.
She's in a blackout.
As soon as she wakes up and goes no, then okay.
Then that's it.
You're not go back to sleep.
Anymore.
Now that's what I call rape.
Oh man. Hey, we did it.
What happens?
We hit the rape button.
What happens? So
first contestant
blackout
today, Pat?
Well, first contestant comes from Washington State.
Catch count.
Why not look at some fun videos? How about that? We have some fun.
We have some fun.
We have some shocking videos. You know, shocking, fun, whatever you'd like.
Same
to call
thing.
Wait, Ryan DeWig making his trying to leave quietly, so I acknowledge it.
And, here's one that I haven't seen before. I'm showing it.
Cormac, you have an interesting story for us.
I do.
Okay. Oh. We'll be hearing that in just a little bit.
Hey, y'all be quiet.
It's the Waffle House where?
Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my God.
Holy fucking shit.
They get some big possums down there.
What the fuck?
My order ready? All right.
That's it. Get him. Get him.
Fucked up my hash browns.
Don't let him hit her.
Don't get that off the screen. Is that Ryan? Stop it.
He decided he came in here. He's like, I'm gonna fuck everything up.
America, 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 America
battered, smothered, covered, and beaten up.
USA, USA.
Yeah, that's
cool. What was that?
You got ceiling dusted my chili.
You joking me right now? Dude was living in our fucking ceiling. Holy
shit. I don't know if that's what happened. I don't think it's
living in our ceiling.
I don't think it's a bad Ronald situation. Hey, y'all be quiet. This is the maintenance guy. It's the maintenance guy. He's not living there.
Holy fucking shit.
Why do they move the camera when shit is happening?
Is it a guy or is it a chick?
It's a guy.
Okay. Comes out swinging like he had a problem with somebody.
Yeah, it's like an ambush.
It's like an ambush.
Anything behind this? We know any facts on this? Drew, any facts?
No, I have no. It's not in front of me because we're watching the video.
Oh, I see. Well, that was something else. You know what? And imagine the odds. You fall out of a Waffle House ceiling, and there's somebody in the room that wants to fight.
That's
you always.
Amazing.
You just. You never.
Something you see every day.
It is not. Not every day. Not every
almost.
Day. If you're going to do that, though, Waffle House, man, you could not pick a better. Because nobody gives a shit at a Waffle House.
Right.
You're in a room full of people who don't give a shit.
Right.
That is a. It's the don't give a shit house.
What were they actually living up there? Because that's the wrong place to
Thomas,
live.
Thomas, please.
It's saying that he broke in. He was trying to break into the restaurant's office through the ceiling from the bathroom.
There you go. So it was like Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
right.
He locked the bathroom door shut by tying it with his pants. And then climbed into the ceiling. A real A-class criminal.
Yeah.
And says the underwear-clad Bost then fell into the dining area and fought off patrons trying to detain him.
He obviously thought this through.
Yeah.
Real genius.
Like, here's what I'll do. I want all James that Bond. Waffle House money. Boy, they can make a lot of money. People buying waffles in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, shit. Bacon sandwiches.
We want to note that he left behind his pants that had his ID in it.
Wow. This is great.
That is great.
So he was going to get all that money, come back, get his pants, and he thinks that nobody in a Waffle House is going to have to take a shit inside of 10 or 15 minutes.
All that money.
And he was going, dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
dun,
all those lasers are up there in the ceiling above Waffle House. God knows, the security there is just murder. Murder.
And, I mean, he would have gotten away with, what, like, $150 probably?
Well, they probably...
If that...
I mean, like, he must have known something. He probably was talking to a waitress. He's like, he's back there counting the money.
Right, right.
And he's like, money.
Mm-hmm.
I like money. Don't come back around this time tomorrow and steal the money. I mean, I'm just joking. Says it out loud.
Yeah, did I say that out loud?
Well, I'm going to go plan this hash. I mean, see the wife. Good God. I love Waffle House, so. All right, well, let's take a break from the fun and talk to Cormac.
I'm here.
Joking. You have what? You are a crime historian. You're a historian, period. And you have several books out. What are your books?
Secret Lives of the U.S. Presidents, Outnumbered, Forgotten History of America.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. A new take on history that maybe people haven't heard.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, like, history is, like, kind of subjective. Most people think of it as, like, something that happened. But it's, like, just like the news today. You know what I mean? You can skew it any way you like. And I'm sure that you do skew. What's your story today?
America's first recorded serial killer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A doctor from New Hampshire by the name of... Herman Webster Mudgett.
Oh, yeah.
Great name.
Herman Webster Mudgett.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, not surprisingly, he changed his name to something else.
Yeah, like Douglas Fairchild.
He became famous in like 1893, 94 in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He was originally from...
Boy, that's rough.
Well,
a name like that, he became famous? Or was that...
No, it was by the time he was there, he changed his name to... what was it?
Thanks for having all the facts right on the tip of your brain.
Holmes, that's right. H.H. Holmes.
Oh.
H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes.
You've heard of this guy.
Of course. They're doing Devil a movie
in the White,
him.
Devil yeah. in the White City.
Yeah, they're doing a movie about him.
Yeah, my dear Watson and all that stuff.
Leo
yeah.
DiCaprio's playing.
Yes.
Yeah. Leo DiCaprio.
And it's amazing because all the stuff, I mean, it's kind of like a crazy, actually, DiCaprio is probably a good choice. The guy, he was kind of a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Holmes himself.
About Mudgett?
Yes, Mudgett Holmes. And
there he is.
By the time he leaves,
he is a fucking looker. He's got
for
a big
1893,
fat mustache.
1893. That's
he's one. You're one derby away from being that guy.
Exactly. I was actually going for Wyatt Earp, but whatever.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. I just need a duster.
So by the time he leaves New Hampshire, he's already this amazing grifter who's squeezed a lot of money out of a bunch of scams involving, you know, life insurance and that kind of thing. He has probably killed a few people, but we don't know that. So this is by 1893. He moves to Chicago in the mid-80s, and he starts working at a pharmacy, basically steals a bunch of the money of his employers, enough to buy a parcel of land in the Englewood District of Chicago, builds... this is now in the late 80s, 1880s. He builds a three-story building on this parcel of land.
Is that it?
Yep.
It becomes infamous later because he is anticipating all the crowds that are going to come to Chicago for the World's Fair in 1893.
Oh, he's looking ahead.
Now, what's interesting is that he divided the work for building this amongst several different contractors so that nobody knew exactly what the whole building was all about, mm-hmm. because one floor was basically like a labyrinth of dead-end doors, chutes that led down to a basement.
Jesus.
Closets that were soundproof. And so...
Soundproof closet is not a closet anymore.
Right, no.
Yeah, clothing is not going to make any noise.
And there was no one, but I mean, there were contractors who were like, you want me to build what? But but it was, you know, there wasn't one contractor who basically all how this was all going
to
fit together.
To be able to hold, like, a woman and maybe a small child, too, but I don't know, but, like, that size.
There's a crematorium in the basement.
Right.
And there are vats of quicklime for decomposing bodies and that kind of thing. This all comes out later, of course. Nobody knows about it at that time.
Because they're all building separate shit.
Right. And so the World's Fair comes. You have all these crowds of young girls in town. He lures a handful of them back.
He's like inspired by M.C. Escher.
Yeah. So a lot of these girls go missing. And he's not notorious yet. He's still just this kind of shady grifter.
So, yeah.
He ends up killing after the Chicago incident. He flees after...
What Chicago incident?
This Chicago incident.
How many did he have?
We don't know. I mean, certainly a handful.
Locked in the building?
Yes.
Locked in closets?
No, there were a small handful of young girls killed in the building. They disappeared. The problem with Holmes is that, to put it mildly, like he admitted to killing something like 27 people. Authorities traced 9 for sure, and some historians think he may have killed as many as 200.
Right.
So there's this huge range.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He gets caught not for doing this, but for killing his right hand man who helped him in later schemes after leaving Chicago.
How ironic.
And he gets caught. He finally, the authorities catch up with him in Boston. He gets hanged in Philadelphia. His neck does not break. And so he is left twitching for about 15 minutes before they can proclaim him dead.
That's fucking inhumane.
No. That's why capital punishment shouldn't be allowed.
They should have to let him go, you know? I mean, that is something else. So he's convicted of 9 murders?
He's convicted of killing his right-hand man.
Only that guy.
That's what. And then all of this stuff comes out after. He's convicted for killing his right-hand man and several of that right-hand man's children.
Oh, good for him.
Okay.
What a nice guy.
And so on the gallows.
He doesn't want them to be orphans.
On the gallows, he literally says, "I only killed 2 people," which was false. He sold his story to the newspapers just before when he was still in jail waiting to be hanged. He actually made money off of that, incredibly. It was full
of lies. There's a guy who worked until the day he died.
Very entrepreneurial.
Salt of the earth, you know? Yeah, I mean, like, he bought that land. He built a nice place. What is that place now?
It's a matter of, yeah, it's bought.
It please believe it or not?
It was gutted shortly after he was hanged.
Oh, that's too bad. The
building survived until 1938, and then it became a post office.
Which makes perfect sense.
Wow, the only place more nightmarish to spend time in.
Hey, Cormac, I heard a rumor that it's possible that they think this guy might also be the Jack the Ripper. Like he,
right, I heard
it was
that
around
too.
The same time, and he had a friend in the areas where the killings were, and he was constantly moving back and forth, and so that's like why they couldn't catch him.
Yeah, there he had an accomplice in London. Although that may have been a lie as well. So much about this guy is lies and falsehoods.
The internet before it. You see, you can't get lies spread around now like you used to could.
So basically, and then you have basically, in the early 20th century, he had become a sensation, kind of like the American Jack the Ripper. And so there were a lot of books written about him that were just full of bullshit. And that there were, historians had to pare away that crap in order
Mudgett the Ripper, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he it was so bad that a lot of people thought that he had paid his jailers to escape. So right up until 2017, it was believed that it was entirely possible that he had actually... It was not Mudgett who was hanged.
Good God.
And his family...
They had photography back then, right?
Yeah. His family paid to have his body exhumed just to prove through DNA that he was buried. And that was no small task, because he had insisted that he be buried 10 feet underground beneath three slabs of concrete.
How do you get to make those demands?
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? I don't understand that either.
How do you get that? Like, dude, you just killed a bunch of people. Like,
I would like to be buried this way.
We're putting you wherever you go.
I'd like to be buried this way. No. I would like to be buried this way. No. Okay. Stop asking. I'm sick of
it. You make a donation to your congressman.
Right.
You make a donation to the local alderman or some shit like that, and then they go, sure, we'll do it.
But how would you know even if he didn't?
You don't.
Right.
And why would you care?
Why would you
care? And yet they did it anyway.
Once I'm dead, you can just fucking inject me with silicone.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's weird.
That was a major operation.
Well, that is something else. Thanks, Cormac. That's a great story. A yeah, Mudgett, what's his name again? I know it's Holmes, H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes, originally Herman Webster Mudgett.
You got a favorite serial killer, Greg the Greek? Greg Kritikos?
Addiction.
Yes. I could do it.
Elizabeth just texted me.
I could do it. What does she want?
She's mad at me for the Sex Island comment earlier.
Oh, yeah? Because you had $6,000? I got $6,000. She doesn't know that your nickname for her is Sex Island.
Exactly.
Worth every penny.
So if she...
So right on the sign.
I know that she's watching. She's in China right now, and I know that she's watching from China.
Ah, fuck her then.
Right.
Thank you for watching in China.
We're just kidding, Elizabeth. We're just kidding.
Elizabeth, you are probably our most dedicated fan. Because you're just trying to keep tabs on Thomas. I appreciate it. Really. Nice. What is she doing in China? What are you doing in China? Why doesn't she call?
She should call. Put the number on the screen. Maybe she'll call.
Well, she can Skype in. I think it'd probably be the cheaper way. Or is it still long distance when you call?
It doesn't matter.
You guys are loaded. I forget. 877-962-6846.
She can't Skype from where she is. She could possibly call.
She did send a picture of her from Sex Island.
Oh! Oh,
nice. Elizabeth. Oh, that's great. Oh, I see one of them's got a cookie in her hand. Yeah,
that's exactly.
And brownies.
Friends of Elizabeth. She's there with all her friends.
She's over there baking. That's all we really care about.
So, how come none of the superheroes, Mike, ever, take on people like serial killers and stuff like that? It always seems like they're on to some kind of other thing. How come they're not trying to root out the Buffalo Bills and the Jack the
Rippers? Well, some of the superheroes did that. But
did they?
Yeah, Doctor Strange went after certain kinds of...
Doctor Strange?
Yeah, with a name like that, you figure go after more pedestrian.
I have an impression of Doctor Strange. Can I show you? Just a visual impression.
That's a good one.
Mm. Strange. Doctor? Hello, Doctor?
Uncanny.
That is... I'm the uncanny. Pat Dixon, imitationist. We have so many good stories tonight. This is ridiculous. We have hardly scratched the surface, but it is 9 o'clock, so what do we do, Drew? I mean, should we...
Why don't we do a video?
Why don't we do a video?
Video.
Can I plug something that you were on?
Plug away.
I have a 40-second clip, if you would like to see it, of the new Cooking with Comics, with you in it.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
I gave it to Drew.
We're also going to make some... Pillsbury Doughboys.
Once I hear it.
Helps if you see it, but...
The clip is over there, now it's over here.
It's Cooking with Comics. No, well, you know.
Larry, of course, ex-exterminator, Larry Izzo, who has gone from killing insects to cooking food.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have turned that?
Yeah, it was real.
That was like hard mirror.
There we go.
We're also going to make some biscuits. Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits. So here's what you do. Pat, you want to whack this or?
Whack it?
Yeah, whack it. You peel it, you whack it.
Yeah, this is also an old Southern recipe. The canned biscuit.
Yeah. Now, well, we would have made it from open. Scratch.
Okay, now you there we go. All right, that's what you do. Hey!
Oh!
Pop.
It's all about taking the paper off.
That's right, yeah. And making sure you never freeze them. Only an idiot would freeze these.
Well, I confess.
It's like we used to say a woman would take her jeans off, and it's like popping open a can of biscuits. Yeah. Yeah. She's got all that flesh she didn't know about. Because they were tight. Well, that's Cooking with Comics. You can find that at, YouTube.com?
Oh, yeah, YouTube.com.
YouTube.com.
Yep.
That is an amazing site. I've just discovered it, and I've really gotten into it.
And stuff. Sounds new. Has that been?
There's like these videos and everything.
Wow. Does it, you have to pay?
No, it's free.
Well, if you don't want commercials, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know if he has advertisers on his show or not.
Sure.
But he does have advertisers, but I don't know if they do the video thing that's annoying. See, you can go right to the video. Cooking with Comics, yep. YouTube.com.
Yes.
You're welcome, Larry.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show. It was fun. I made gravy.
Oh, did you make
biscuits and gravy? Biscuits? Yeah. You ever have any biscuits and gravy, Greg?
Yeah, I stay with the gyro. I'm Greek.
Oh yeah, right. He's like, I only eat Greek stuff. Like Greek salad now is a lot different when you go to Greece.
Why?
It doesn't have any lettuce.
Wow, Greek salad really never had lettuce.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
I should have talked to you before I went to Greece.
What part of Greece did you go to, Pat?
It's just
lettuce part.
I don't know.
It's cucumbers and
tomato, cucumbers,
onions, oil,
olive oil, olives, and feta cheese,
and usually a big fat pubic hair.
Everything you need
from your local
Wait,
Greek
that's
shop.
Not pubic hair? That's from the guy's eyebrow.
There it is.
Of course, the feta. Feta cheese. That's the
green peppers in it.
Oh, the olives are so important too, aren't they? Oh God!
All lettuce and
don't forget the olives.
And there's the giant eyebrow right there in the corner.
Oh boy! That's for picking your teeth with when you're done. If you get a little tomato skin stuck in your tongue, yeah. So biscuits and gravy not as healthy as that. That's for sure, man. The Mediterranean diet is supposed to keep you alive the longest, and I'll tell you something that keeps you alive the shortest. That is a Waffle House. And
love that fucking place, man.
Do you really?
I love Waffle House. Anytime I get a chance.
You from down south?
No, but I've done a lot of traveling, so like every time I pass one, I try to get
to the Waffle House.
Yeah, traveling.
Yeah,
stopping over the Waffle.
Sounds like a one-way trip.
Down in Atlanta, they got Waffle Houses. It's like Starbucks. You see one Waffle House from another, you know? Like, well, they got one across the street too. Now, which one was you talking about? Which one? You go down to the third Waffle House on the right. Take a left. And that's how you get to Waffle House.
The Waffle House.
And they got scattered, smothered, covered, chunk top, diced. Mm-hmm. That's when I stopped memorizing them. Wow. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunk top, diced hash browns. I wonder how many they're up to now.
It's like 9 or 10.
It's like wrecked, fucked, jizzed on, scattered, smothered, covered, incinerated, contaminated. But I've had them all the way before, and boy, oh boy, don't regret it. I guess let's look at one more video. We got another video, or is that the last video?
More. Here's another one.
All right. Some of the stuff's going to have to wait until next week, and I'm so disappointed in myself. Is this the one?
What? Ah! Oh, no. He did not make it.
See those movies about New York City cops and they're chasing people on the rooftops?
Right.
This is how it would really go.
Really end.
Yep. They would stop at the edge and go, well, I guess we're done chasing him. You're under arrest.
Is he moving?
Don't move.
Broke, man.
No, that guy's dead.
Freeze.
He's broke.
No, that guy's dead.
Didn't
make it.
This is how all parkour should end.
Yeah, I was about to say, is he trying to do parkour? Is he trying to make it?
I'm
like
desperate. I am dead. Oh! Ouch, that hurts.
Mm.
He did not stick the landing.
Tells me there's not a trampoline down there.
No.
Yeah, there's not. It's he's not falling into a bucket of pillows or something.
No.
Yeah, it's real time.
Oh, he had time. He had time to stick the landing.
Could you watch this? I could watch it 100. at least 100 more times.
I think I've lived this before.
Ouch.
I have a memory of falling that way and crushing my ribs and all my air leaves my body. I don't know if that's real or not, but...
Well, you're here, so...
Right.
That's such a weird thing to say, Ryan.
I think it's a past life thing. I really...
I have a memory of this happening to me.
Yeah. This brings back, like...
Astral projection.
Me too. Me too.
You know when you have those dreams where you're falling and then you actually hit the ground and you don't wake up and you're just laying there for a while?
No, I've never had one of those.
Well, you've had those?
Yeah. I've not died.
No, this guy has very, very specific and interesting dreams, he claims.
We're
not inside his head, but I believe you.
That's the Japanese side of him. Yes. That's not the Puerto Rican side.
We keep on dreaming.
The Japanese side of him is the one that's making him have the weird dreams.
We dream hentai and manga and stuff.
Dreams only in haiku.
Yes. I texted you my dream the other day with Trump.
The problem with those kind of dreams, though, is you have one, and then an hour later, you want to go to sleep again.
That's true.
Hey!
Thank you, Greg Kritikos. Thanks, Mike, for hanging out. And RIP, Stan Lee. Thanks, Ryan. Cormac O'Brien and Thomas Palladino. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. And do we have any snacks, or are we still spending all that money on four nights of malice?
No, we're saving up for Sex Island, actually.
Good. Okay.
Sex Island.
I'd settle for Snack Island at this point. Put it in your dick hole.